businesses love your work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative entrepreneur, find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, and be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I'm David Cataby. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app and get your free creative productivity toolkit. Sign up at cataby.net/tools. To start off the new year, you can see that we're covering topics for how to improve oneself, stuff like staying focused or even staying secure in your digital life. And this week, I'd like to share with you a workout protocol that I've been enjoying for staying healthy and fit, which, as you'll see, are not the same thing. I've tried many different workout programs, Insanity, CrossFit, Strong First, many others. This is by far the best results for time investment I have ever experienced. It is a workout that only takes about 12 minutes once a week. And now I know a claim like that makes your BS detectors go off, but hear me out. And as you'll see, just because it's only 12 minutes does not mean that it's easy. But personally, I find it to be really enjoyable. Now, disclaimer, always talk to your doctor and fitness professional before starting or changing an exercise routine. Try any of the following at your own risk. This workout is from a book called Body by Science by Dr. Doug McGuff. Dr. McGuff is a medical doctor, and as the name of the book would imply, he takes a science-based approach to training. He's designed this protocol based upon existing scientific studies, and he's tweaked it by testing his methods with his own clients. If what I say sounds interesting, I highly recommend the book. It has completely changed the way I see exercise. It is full of counterintuitive ideas, and I set up a direct link for you. If you just go to cataby.net/body, that it will take you straight to it on Amazon. And before that, a quick tip from my book, The Heart to Start. Do you want to start something new in 2019, but you feel like you just don't have the time? You might be doing what I call inflating the investment. Now, when you inflate the investment, you overestimate how much time and effort it's going to take to make progress on something. We all have little pockets of time throughout the day. We might be standing in line or waiting at the dentist. But when we think about using that time to make progress on our creative projects, we convince ourselves those little pockets of time are too small to do anything. But there's always something you can do. You can write little bullet points and notes on your phone. You can mentally imagine a recipe like Elise Bauer does. I heard one author say that she wrote an entire novel on her phone while on the stair climber at the gym. Amazing. If you haven't read The Heart to Start, the book one Amazon reviewer calls a must read for every neurotic creative, well, the new year is the perfect time to do that. Search for The Heart to Start on Amazon, Audible, or wherever books and audiobooks are sold. Here we go with the workout. Now, this protocol is a weight training protocol. I know some people really shy away from weights and building muscle because they think it's going to make them muscle bound with a freakishly thick neck. Now, that's just not going to happen unless that's your genetic predisposition. I have been lifting weights for 30 years and I have not ended up like that. Not for lack of trying sometimes. Second, Dr. McGuff makes a very compelling case for literally everyone to do resistance training and to build muscle. He says the extra muscle mass will save your life if you're in an accident. He also cites studies showing that resistance training done properly will improve all aspects of your health, including insulin sensitivity, lower back pain, cholesterol levels, and bone density, and he breaks down the science on all of that. He also presents some counterintuitive ideas, such as exact definitions of fitness, health, and exercise. You can have fitness that is detrimental to your health, and many activities that people generally think of as exercise don't meet the definition of exercise by Dr. McGuff's standards. I can't recommend the book enough. It really helps you understand exercise as like a dose and your results as a response to that dose. So you can get the best results with less time, less unneeded stress or injury on your body. Basically, even if you don't want big muscles, even if, and actually especially if you're in your older years, Dr. McGuff believes you should be weight training. I've even been trying to convince my parents to try it. Good thing they listen to this podcast. Okay, on to the workout. There are five main keys to this protocol, which I identified myself. Those are 1, super slow movements, 2, total muscle failure, 3, time under load, not reps, 4, minimum rest between sets, 5, full body workout, and 6, maximum rest between workouts. 1. Super slow movements. Dr. McGuff recommends that you perform each repetition as slowly as you possibly can while still moving smoothly, so without stops and starts. And that will generally be somewhere between 5 seconds per positive or per negative, or 15 seconds per positive or per negative. So the same amount of time for the positive rep as the negative rep, and super slow. 2. Total muscle failure. The Body by Science protocol calls for you to go to total muscle failure in each set, and you're only doing 1 set per exercise. I'm going to get into the technique behind that more in a bit. 3. Measure time under load, not reps. You're probably used to strength training protocols calling for a certain number of reps per set. For example, 5 reps for strength, 8 reps for mass. But the Body by Science protocol calls for you to measure the amount of time you can withstand the weight before reaching total muscle failure. I'm going to get into why and how to do that later. Dr. McGuff recommends that you find a weight with which you will reach total muscle failure within somewhere between 40 seconds and 2.5 minutes. And we'll talk about how to measure that in a bit. 4. Minimum rest between sets. The Body by Science protocol is built around the mountain of evidence showing that high-intensity exercise is far more effective per unit of time invested than steady-state training, such as jogging on a treadmill for 30 minutes. For example, Dr. McGuff cites a McMaster University study that found that, quote, 6 minutes of pure hard exercise once a week could be just as effective as an hour of daily moderate activity, unquote. I'm going to say that again. 6 minutes of pure hard exercise once a week could be just as effective as an hour of daily moderate activity. That is pretty incredible. So Body by Science is very high intensity because of those findings. That's why you're going to total muscle failure. That's why you're taking as little rest as possible between sets. 5. It's a full body workout. Instead of working 1 or 2 muscle groups per workout, with this protocol, you're doing the entire body. And this helps increase the intensity of the workout, but also, as I've heard Dr. McGuff say outside of the book, it helps stimulate the release of myokines. And myokines are like hormones released by your muscles that may stimulate growth or reduce inflammation, just as some examples. I've heard Dr. McGuff say, for example, that the release of interleukin-6 exponentiates as a function of the intensity of the exercise and the amount of muscle mass being stimulated. So the more intense it is, and the more of your body that you are working, the more that you're going to get these good myokines coming out. There are variations of the protocol that may split up exercises, as talked about in the book, but the main workout is high intensity and full body. 6. Maximum rest between workouts. This one is going to be hard for a lot of people to accept. Dr. McGuff describes that most people are overtraining. And overtraining is a long process. It's hard to even notice that it's happening. I know CrossFitters often go every day. I used to live 3 times a week. Dr. McGuff recommends that you do this 12-minute workout and then take anywhere from 5 days to 14 days of rest. So you might be doing this once every 2 weeks. Now, I personally have been adjusting based upon my level of excitement to withstand the intensity of the workout. So in other words, when I come back to do the workout, you know, how much am I looking forward to the amount of intensity that the workout is? I was doing once a week, but I found myself dreading the intensity. So now I'm experimenting with 9 days. And I've heard Dr. McGuff say that the better conditioned you are, the longer the rest you'll need. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that because I'm taking 9 days that I'm in such great shape. I personally have some health problems that lengthen my recovery time. So for me, that's a factor. But in general, we're taking a lot of rest between workouts. So those 5 main keys, again, are 1, super slow movements, 2, total muscle failure, 3, time under load, not reps, 4, minimum rest between sets, 5, it's a full body workout, and 6, you're taking maximum rest between workouts. Now for the workout itself. Dr. McGuff recommends machines instead of free weights because machines reduce the chance of injury. He especially favors Nautilus machines because they are engineered to follow the strength curve of your muscles within the movement. So for example, people tend to be weaker in a certain part of, say, the chest press movement, and the machine gives you a lower load during that part of the movement. And most modern machines have some kind of strength curve management built into them. Nautilus was just the first to really master it. So chances are whatever your gym has some sort of a strength curve on it. This is helpful for achieving maximum muscle fatigue and makes it so you can go to complete failure without a workout partner and with much less risk of injury. If you have heard that machines are no good, that free weights are better, which was something that I know I heard for many years, Dr. McGough claims that the research doesn't support that. Consult the book if you want to know more. There are two basic groups of movements with which you can start the Body by Science protocol. I started with three movements and then I worked up to five. Now the core three movements are pull down, chest press, and leg press. You can start with those, or you might want to go with five movements, or when you get the hang of the protocol, you can add in these two more movements, which would be the upright row and the shoulder press. Now you're going to do all the movements that you choose in a particular sequence with as little rest as possible between movements. This can be a challenge in a crowded gym, so that is one limitation of the protocol. Now I personally have the flexibility to go when the gym isn't very busy, so I run into a problem only rarely. The recommended order is just as I read them for the three core movements: pull down, then chest press, then leg press. Now, if you're doing five movements, the recommended order changes up a little bit. It becomes upright row, then chest press, then pull down, then shoulder press, and ending in leg press. Now, you want to do leg press last. That is the most draining movement. You are not going to want to do much of anything after maxing out on leg press. This workout only takes about 12 minutes if you're doing five movements, but it does take some disciplined planning and some disciplined record keeping. So that takes a little extra time and mental energy at first. Now, here is how I do that. When I go to a new gym, I take some time to look around and I want to see what equipment is available. And then I try out each machine. I write down in my phone exactly what settings I need to adjust to fit my body on each machine. And then I plan out what weight I want to try on each machine. And I also plan out how I'm going to move throughout the gym. I look at where each machine is. I mentally rehearse the workout, looking at what order am I going to be going in and how am I going to move from one machine to the next. Now, once I've done a workout at a given gym, I can just copy and paste the previous workout in my notes and make adjustments accordingly. Keeping track of time is a must for following this protocol. That is how you measure progress. Again, you are measuring time under load, not reps, but time under load. You're trying to achieve total failure within a minute or two of being under the weight. Dr. McGough says the optimal range is somewhere between 45 and 90 seconds that you should reach failure at some point within that window. I personally started shooting for 90 seconds. But lately I'm going for 2 minutes because it just feels like I'm hitting the muscles better in my current state of conditioning. I imagine I'll be adjusting that as I adjust to the protocol. Now here's how I actually keep track of time. I keep the stopwatch running on my iPhone's timer. And when I finish a movement, I hit the lap button. And then right before I start the next movement, I hit the lap button again. And that will just mark the times that all these things happen and I can calculate later on. So when I'm all done, I want to come up with two numbers. How long was my total workout? And how long, what duration of that workout was I under load? How long was I pushing weight? So I add up the length of time I spent in each movement to get the total time under load. And then I subtract that time under load number from my total workout time. And now I have a total rest time. And then I divide that total rest time by four, because four rests to do five exercises. And now I have my average rest time, or the average amount of time that I was resting between sets. So if I had 120 seconds of total rest time, I would divide that by four to be 30 seconds of average rest. Now, yes, it takes some extra mental energy and discipline, but you have to do it so you can know if you need to change weights or to change the amount of rest between workouts. And that way you can see yourself getting stronger and better conditioned. So if you can stay under a load for a longer period of time on a certain lift, you have gotten stronger. If everything is the exact same, except that you took less rest between sets, that also means that you've gotten stronger. By the way, some machines, like the machines in my gym in Medellin, have timers built in, which is really amazing. It's like they're made for this protocol. So when I'm at that gym, I only use the stopwatch for the total time. And I rely on the timers for recording my time under load for each movement. So if you have a gym with those, look out for it. One of the keys of this protocol is to reach total muscle failure. Now, what exactly constitutes failure? Some people are going to stop when it gets too hard. And Dr. McGough stresses that you may have to push past your psychological stopping point. You are really getting into sort of fight or flight mode, and that is what stimulates the hormone release that helps you get the benefits of a high intensity workout. And he warns that you may feel sort of a sense of panic pushing that hard because the message that your body is getting is that something is attacking you and that you need to push it away or something. And that's what triggers that growth. He also recommends that when you can't do any more positive reps and you reach a point where you can't push the weight any further, then you should hold it in place for as long as you can, and you will allow it to lower as your muscles fatigue further. Just you're allowing it to lower because you can't push it anymore. If you have a partner, you can also get a forced rep in there if you're already really well conditioned. Now remember, you're going super slow. You're trying to achieve failure within a minute or two. So you have to throw your ego out the window. This is not like most training protocols. The right weight for you will be far below what you usually train with if you have experience training. Your muscles don't care. All that matters is that you are reaching maximum fatigue in the right muscle fibers. And this is exactly what this protocol is designed to do while greatly reducing your chance of injury. There you have it. The standard is to do this workout once a week. You may have to experiment, which is far easier to do if you are keeping good records. I have really enjoyed the Body by Science protocol. If you decide to try it under the counsel of your doctor and fitness professional, of course, I hope that it works for you. Again, if you want more details on the science behind this protocol, I really highly recommend the book. It's great. You can get it at katavi.net/body, and you would be supporting the show if you bought through that link. That is katavi.net/body. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/katavi. That's patreon.com/KAD-AV-Y. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsor Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pankovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.